Raywin owns the Fuchsia Boutique in Newmarket in Auckland. They've been there for 25 years. They announced yesterday they will no longer be opening their doors on Saturdays because of what happened last Saturday with the anti-vax, anti-mandate protest. Now, Raywin makes a mistake, of course, but in making the mistake, who can blame her? She's yet another victim in what is an increasingly angry, angsty and ugly city. The Saturday protests, whereby entire streets were taken over and the police did nothing and the shops closed and people who wanted to enjoy the first day of sort of freedom in the light system, they went home. Hundreds of thousands of desperately needed dollars were lost, and the fear for some will clearly extend into next weekend and beyond. The Newmarket Association famously, of course, you will have read this, called the protesters utter dickheads, and I'm not sure many would actually disagree. See, it's hard to tell in these gatherings how many are anti-vaxxers versus how many are the I don't want to be told what to do's. I think more of us have sympathy with the latter than the former. But the trouble with too many protest movements is they cross a line. And in crossing that line, they lose support they might have hoped for. See, Greenpeace did it when they started gluing themselves to walls and scaling fences and tying themselves to things. It went from an environmental group to a bunch of law-breaking thugs. The Insulate Britain movement, they lost all hope of public support when they sat down on one too many motorways. The moment you impede normal life, whether it's shopping or street access, your cause is over. You grow support by arguing your case, making a headline or two, yes, and hope that the others see it, get it, and get on board. To put it bluntly, pissing people off doesn't work. Being loud and aggressive, and at times violent, doesn't work. Thumbing your nose at the law doesn't work. Damaging business doesn't work. Goodwill is your key. And when all you have left behind in places like Newmarket is fear, you've lost.